He's slamming his fists over and over again. My parents just went to bed. It's like Sunday night before Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend. So tomorrow there's a big cookout. So I'm getting video of anything I see of anything going on that shouldn't be happening. Because I get beat in this house by that man who's slamming his fists downstairs right now a lot. So I'm gonna go downstairs, and if I get any of that on video, that just adds to everything that's been terrible. The beatings, the harassments, all of it. Everything that's terrible in this household, this family, this transphobic family. Every time I'm in a dress, even beating me and my family, my parents, my sister, all of these people harassing me for being a problem when I'm the one getting beat. So I'm just getting all of this on video. I'm gonna go get my food from the microwave because I can't afford to eat better than freezer burritos, which are cheap and not good for my health. So I'm gonna eat that. I'm gonna go down to the kitchen, put this camera on. He stopped slamming his fists before I went downstairs, and now he's down in the kitchen where I was just standing in. I can't go in the same room that he's in because he is such a dangerous person to be around. When he's nervous around me because he doesn't like trans people, he doesn't like gay people, he doesn't like, I mean, he doesn't like anybody. He doesn't like women, he doesn't like blacks, he doesn't like Hispanics, he doesn't like any minority groups. He's really stuck in some crazy ass male chauvinistic bullshit arrogance. that tells him in his head that he has some reason to ever beat a person down who's less than half his size, who's in a dress, because they have a penis. This is the most pathetic, arrogant shit ever for him to be that low within himself. It's so sad that the entire family backs him up and they let me just keep getting beat down by that man. When psoriasis is all over my body, keeping me from just walking out of this house and living independently, I'm trying to get out of the house as soon as I can. I'm trying to save up my money and they won't pay me minimum wage to afford to leave. So I have to save up everything and starve and live on these burritos that I microwave a couple of them each day. I microwave them like one or two, maybe three of them each day, depending on how hungry I am. I usually allow my stomach to growl hours on end for at least one meal skipped each day. At least one, probably two meals each day, usually. It's one or the other most days. I rarely have a third meal at all. I rarely even have a second meal. I'm not sure that you can even count eating one or two burritos from a freezer, like the size of less than my hand, each burrito. I don't even know if you can count that as a whole meal anyway. It's probably a fraction of a meal each day. It's sad. It's sad that even being in a situation that's so bad, you just have to get video footage of everything happening around your environment where everybody gaslights you. And, you know, that old term for psychologically manipulating a situation where the person getting beat is made to feel like the reason they're getting beat. Instead of crazy persons beating you, or someone who's unstable, or any person who is obviously messed up emotionally enough to beat another person. It's terrible. No one should have to go through that shit. My entire body, like, what am I, like 120 pounds? The dude's twice my weight anyway. It's terrible.